Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. We've been told time and time again that everyone has a pain threshold, a level of physical, emotional, or psychological pain that they cannot go beyond. However, what we've been told about pain may not be correct, and also may be actually holding us back from moving forward in our lives. Peter Bedard is my guest today, and I'm so happy to have him with us. He's changed thousands of lives by helping his clients completely reshape how they understand their pain thresholds. Peter's going to be talking with us about how we could safely test our limits and how that can help us learn more about what our subconscious mind is capable of and how we could expand our consciousness. Peter, so happy to have you with me today and as a guest on the show, as always.
Erica, I'm always glad to work with you. You're awesome.
You are amazing. And I want to talk about today, like, how we can test our limits without feeling that fear and really how that allows us to expand our consciousness. Or even let's just begin with what consciousness is, you know?
Well, that's a big question, what consciousness is. I studied it. I still have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then you know, like, I think of our consciousness as our understanding, you know,
sure.
Our understanding on a level.
Sure.
So how that we can expand our understanding of who we are, what world we live in, what we're capable of. And I know that through the word pain, it's just one way of getting there. And that's what you have been talking about.
Yeah, pain actually teaches us to expand our consciousness. When we can, so to step back a little bit, pain,
yeah.
if a pain came to us and it suddenly showed up and it knocked on the door, let's say,
mm-hmm.
and we often only sort of deal with the pain itself. Oh my God, that hurts, or that awful thing that's happening, or I feel like I'm being drowned, or you know, there's a hole in my heart, or whatever it is.
Right.
And we get caught up in the pain itself, and we tend to avoid the message of the pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes when we can step back from that habituated type of response of I'm in pain, and I don't want to be, and we could get in touch with the message that the pain has to share with us. For
mm-hmm.
example, there was a client that I worked with once, quite some time ago, who had a addiction. She had a chemical addiction, and she was also in deep amount of pain. And the chemical addiction came through her physical pain. She got addicted to painkillers.
Right.
Now, in her words, she said that the pain that she was experiencing was a 2x4. And that 2x4 was held by God, and God was hitting her over the head in order to get her to live the life that she was meant to live.
Mm.
So the pain was actually this messenger in her understanding. This pain
Love
was
it.
This messenger that was coming in and saying, hey, knock it off. I'm going to throw
yeah.
you off your game so much, so hard. You're going to mm-hmm. hurt so much that you're going to finally have to do something about what's going on in your life. Because
mm-hmm.
she'd been living her life in a way that she never wanted to live.
Right.
She was living everybody else's script for her and not
wow.
her own.
Wow.
So she did the thing about, you know, getting married and having a family and you know, raising
right.
her children and being a power executive and all of that type of stuff. All of those
right.
things that she was supposed to do according to what her parents and society had told her. When she
mm-hmm.
wanted none of that. She loved her husband, but she didn't necessarily want to marry the guy. She
mm-hmm.
loved her kids, but she never really wanted kids. What
mm-hmm.
she wanted was to be an artist. She wanted to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, someone who went out and explored the world through art and music and creativity. And with the world she was living in was exactly the opposite of that.
Right.
And
what
so
a beautiful
the pain,
message.
Yeah, exactly. And this came from my client, you know. The pain
yeah.
was a calling to have her. It was a life-threatening illness that came in as a calling to ask her, to say, what are you going to do now? Are you going to continue living the way you've been living, or
mm-hmm.
are you going to make a different choice and live the life that you were meant to live?
Right.
And so when she started
yeah.
living the life she was meant to live, then
mm-hmm.
the pain actually we got a handle on it. The addiction started to go away, and the pain dropped down, and her
mm-hmm.
life became joyful again.
Wow. Well, she tapped into her intuitive voice, and it sounds like her addiction was the catalyst to make her really take a look at her life. You know, I mean, we all say this in different ways, but like sometimes it's tapping into your intuition. Sometimes it comes first as a whisper. And then it sounds like her with the brick hitting her over her head, you know, that an addiction had to come into play in order for her to really look at it. So, wow. And like when it comes to, let's say, a broken heart, emotional pain, because, you know, I think everybody can relate to that too. Everyone has had their heart broken or been in love and for whatever reason, something, a relationship has expired. And we have this pain and we don't want to feel the pain. Instead of just, you know, obsessing over it or letting it take you down into a depression or having anxiety, to how do we find the lesson in these emotional experiences in life?
Okay, so this is where we actually, like you were saying, you step into more of a consciousness, more of an awareness type of thing.
Yes.
And what we have to do is we have to understand that whether we like it or not, we as biological beings are little feeling machines. Whether we like it or not, that is who we are. Yes. And the human experience is this vast, vast expression of experience of experiences from a very small on the scale of a section of joy and love, or joy and maybe happiness, to all kinds of other feelings like shame and grief and sorrow and unworthiness and all that type of stuff. These are all part of the spectrum of human beings and who we are and how we are. So our job is not to cut those experiences off. Our job isn't to live in this little positive la-la land.
Bubble,
our positive is to be present with all of us, who we are, how we are, and this amazing spectrum of emotion. And when we step back and constantly recognize that, then we can actually choose to go through an experience. Whenever we shove pain down, what we're doing is we're just saying, I'm hurting right now, I don't want to hurt, I'm going to shove it down, and I'm just going to keep hurting for a longer period of time.
Right.
That's what we're really doing. And that pain doesn't go away because it just gets shoved down inside of us. And so the challenge is to move into that consciousness and to embrace that pain, to let it have a voice, to let it be heard, to recognize it, to allow it to be there. And then, as we do that, a little miracle happens, and that pain just starts washing right through us.
And I think also, as it washes through us, too, hopefully there is some lessons, you know, that we could look at that you know, had this relationship, let's say, not have come into play, I wouldn't have learned this about myself or what I want, what I don't want. And I think it's key also to understand that you can reframe an experience that may feel like it's hurting you. You could reframe that into something that actually serves you.
Exactly. Like on the level of love, like you mentioned, I was in a very abusive relationship at one point. And what that relationship taught me is to love myself unconditionally.
Right.
And I wouldn't have had that lesson if I wouldn't have gone through that abuse. So in a very interesting way, I start to become grateful for the pain, for the abuse. I'm so grateful for the person that drove me into the back of the semi-truck. Would I choose that again? Not necessarily. But, but I am so grateful for that experience because I can now, my capacity to love has expanded because of that experience.
That is so powerful, really. And I appreciate you sharing that with us today. I think it's so important for people to hear these stories that you share and you share about your clients. It really does help people relate. So thank you, Peter, so much. You could find Peter at convergencehealing.com. He has a new book out called Convergence Healing that is fantastic. Please go get it today on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold. Thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I am Erica Spiegelman. Have a great day and stay well.